Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You checking out my weenie?
Yeah.
My jacket is
sitting. It's not about the size, it's how you use it.
It's like no matter how I sit, it's like I have a sport in a little wood.
Are you happy to see me? Or is that a what are they called?
A mouse in my pocket?
No, I wanted to use the word Vienna sausage.
I got a Vienna sausage.
You know, well, very, it's like, small.
Look, it doesn't. Like,
sure, just let it go. Let it. You don't need to hide that from me.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Now it just looks like I have like a fupa and a.
You guys, if you are not watching and you're listening, then
Gina's jacket is.
Gina, like the bottom of her jacket, like the zipper is causing it to sort of fold. Either it flips out or it creates a nice bulge.
Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Between the Rents with Brooke and Gina.
Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
What were we going to talk about today?
Well, we have got some would you rathers, you told me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we are going to answer an email.
Right.
And it's got some questions that have to do with supplements.
Right. Which so I know nothing about. So this will be pretty much an episode with Brooke.
And the way we're going to talk about it too, it's from personal experience and giving some, you know, straight to the point answers about what this type is. I'm not going to dive deep into a lot of it because I'm not a scientist. One, right. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert. And what we will do though is we will bring someone on to better talk about those things.
Eventually.
That has the credentials to, Maggie. Oh, hi Maggie,
get down.
To sort of be specific. And I don't want to make claims or come across like I'm making claims that you should all take like verbatim.
Right.
And, you know, as Bible or whatever.
Good disclaimer.
Five star warning. This is your five star warning.
Do not take our advice. So this is from Rebecca Fillion. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's the same one. I think I've said that before. We met her in Utah at the
FNX retreat.
Yeah. I was going to say athlete camp, but it wasn't that. It was a retreat. So hi, Rebecca. She said, of course, I didn't put my glasses on, so I'm going to have to like one eye it. hey, ladies, you kind of ran through some of these kinds of questions in a podcast a few weeks ago, and I thought I would follow up with some more for when you guys are in a rut and don't know what to talk about.
You know,
which is like
so
all
well.
The time. So you can tell the segment was going to be short, so we wanted to do some fill-in.
We just want you guys to, you know, entertain us.
Yeah.
Without your weird lulls in between.
Yeah, she had some good ones. So
we appreciate these things.
Yeah, we need it.
If you have would you rathers, you can always send those.
Always. Okay, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Would you rather wipe your butt with Saran wrap or sandpaper?
Ooh. Saran wrap.
Oh. I feel like that's not very...
Well, first of all,
neither one's clean.
It depends on, like, what kind of pooper you are.
I mean, it depends too.
And like, it depends
sometimes
on like
if I shave my butthole,
yeah.
It's itchy, so I might want some sandpaper.
Depends on how hairy your butt crack is. If you're someone who doesn't cultivate a lot of hair back there, then Saran wrap.
There's blue stuff.
Saran wrap could be a way Saran better option.
Wrap.
You know.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
Watermelon.
Just giant head.
Huge head.
I kind of have a big head already, so I guess I'd go for watermelon.
Just constantly. Can you imagine how little your body would look?
That's true. That is true.
Look how small I am, Nobrook. Your head is huge.
Looks just like a lollipop.
Can't like, no one wants to sit behind you in like a movie theater or at a concert.
Yeah, I don't know if I think of like Beetlejuice. Remember that little guy that was like in the waiting room that had that shrunken head?
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest shoulders. So yeah, probably the watermelon. Okay, would you rather pull off all your fingernails or pull out your teeth? Jeez. Both would be really painful. But I think I'd rather walk around with no... I mean, I've lost my toenails before. So I figured...
Fingernails.
Yeah. I'd say fingernails. Yeah. I don't just walk around. No teeth. I mean, I guess you'd get dentures. Have you ever had like those dreams where you're losing your teeth?
No, but you have.
I get them all the time. I read one time that it's a sign of insecurity.
No.
No.
I have dreams that I'm flying.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had those. But mine aren't actually like flying outside. I used to have this one of just flying around my childhood home's living room. But it would... and the ceilings weren't very high. So maybe it was just trying to be safer.
I have dreams. In fact, I had this dream not too long ago. And it's like... It's... Sometimes I'm running from people.
Right? Someone's always chasing you.
But... I can sort of like run and like jump into air.
Yeah.
And it's almost like Mario Brothers when they like are like, boop,
like you're
boop, boop,
right.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. And I can sort of like float like yeah. that and then like fly around versus like, I don't got like these big, beautiful wings that come out.
Yeah. No, I didn't have wings either. I would just flap my arms. I'd like kind of get close to the ground, the carpet and just go like this. Whoop, whoop, and it would put me back up again. Oh, wait. Now my phone went dead. Hold on. Okay. Would you rather shit your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life or shit your pants in private every day for the rest of your life? I mean, I've shit my pants in public before. I think in private. Because I would just get used to it. I just like have like a little duffel bag, you know? I mean, it's in private. I mean, once a year. Oh, once a year.
Versus every day.
Yeah, but that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
I don't know. That's a hard one, Rebecca. That was a good one.
You guys know what today is?
What? National that, shit your pants day.
It's that day.
What day?
It's that day I shit my pants.
I know, yeah.
It comes once a year.
Yeah, maybe if you could plan for it. You could just like do it in front of people that you knew. That's in public.
That's true.
Okay, everybody, come on over. It's time. Okay. Would you rather live forever or die knowing you only had a week left?
Oh,
I used to love vampires, and I still do.
I'm in the middle of watching Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I love vampires.
That's what I was watching when Eric got here.
But it seems depressing. I mean, everyone's going to die around you.
I mean, but if you're a vampire, you can die.
Yeah, but that's not what it's saying. It's just asking you, it's just saying you would live forever.
Live forever or know, what was it?
Or you'd have, or you would know that you were dying. Wait, sorry, I screwed that up. Or die knowing you only had a week left. I mean, I would want to know that I was going to die old.
Yeah. But they're saying that you're going to die. Yeah, and it's like you only have 1 week left to live.
Like right now?
It's like you're going to die.
I'm going to live forever.
7 days.
I'm going to live forever.
I'd live forever.
I'm going to live forever. God, that'd be so sad though. Get it. Yeah. What I don't know. All right.
I mean, it'd be sad when everyone dies around you, but if you could live their lifetime with them, it's a long time.
Yeah, that's true. All right. it's kind of selfish. Yeah, I mean, you're going to die, but... Okay. Oh, here we go. Would you rather have uncomfortable gas at work for the rest of your life or uncontrollable gas at work for the rest of your life or uncontrollable gas on every first date you have for the rest of your life? I'm gonna have uncontrollable gas at work.
Same.
Because I don't really have a job, so.
Same. I'm at work right now. Sorry. This is just the way it has to be.
Okay. Would you rather have the ability to fly or the ability to be invisible? I think I'd want to be invisible because I'm scared of heights. Maybe that's why in my dream I'm only in my living room.
Maybe that's why you're so close to the floor. Right.
I feel you'd want to fly.
Yeah. I'd fly.
You're more adventurous than I am. Skydove? How do you say that?
You've gone skydiving?
Gone skydiving before?
Yes.
Yes.
A few times.
I would die. A heart attack.
No, I would fly places, right?
Yeah.
And you would just eavesdrop.
What a special skill.
Wonder what's happening over here. Just spy on people.
Okay. Would you rather never have internet access or never be able to fly on a plane? Oh. There was a time when internet access, but now, I mean, then we couldn't see all the cool places we've gone.
Hey, but, you know, they're getting really close to those super fast trains.
Yeah, that's true. We could always look them up on the internet, pretend that we're there.
Yep.
Would you rather live in a real version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park? I think Walking Dead, because they're slow zombies. Have you watched Walking Dead?
Yep,
they're really slow. And, you know, like they you can trap them and stuff.
Yep.
You know, and they have them like, you know, they'll trap them and like use them as like watchdogs almost, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. At a certain point, I just stopped watching that show.
I did too. I watched like two seasons, I think.
Honestly, as I watched it, every episode was like, why am I watching this?
I had
gone too far.
Right, yeah.
I'd committed too far and I was like, okay, I'll watch it again. Oh wait, the guy, he's still sick in bed. We're like seven episodes into this season. He's still laying in bed.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm talking about.
That's true. No, but yeah, I think it'd be easier to get away from a Walking Dead zombie than like a Velociraptor.
Yeah, if they were like, what's that Will Smith zombie movie?
Oh, I Am Legend. Yeah. I love that movie. I've watched it a million times.
I wouldn't be in that one. Not that Jurassic one. Park for sure.
Yeah.
Those ones are fast.
They are. Or like World War Z. Where they all run. They just run. Okay. Would you rather go a month without drinking or a month without masturbating? Masturbating.
Drinking.
You can see our priorities.
Done it.
Would you rather vomit in the middle of a dance floor or inside your Uber?
I've done it in an Uber.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. When I got like... They thought I got like,
I didn't know that.
When I was in Vegas. Not in the Uber, though. It was as I was getting in the Uber. Oh, no, just kidding. It was definitely in the Uber. Oh. In a trash bag in the Uber.
Oof. I feel like an Uber is easier.
It was when I was in Vegas.
Did you get a bad rating?
No.
Oh.
I was in Vegas and I was with Sonny, boy Sonny, and he was taking me. We were at the bar and I had drank a good amount, but it was like, it was almost as if I had got slipped something.
Oh yeah. You were saying, I remember you telling
me
that.
And I immediately all of a sudden was like,
I gotta go.
Oh no. Like it wasn't even just like I was nauseous. It was like, I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really messed up.
So you puked in the Uber. Well, at least you made it in a trash bag.
Yeah. It was a lot too.
Oh God. Gross.
This is how much like, this is how coherent I was as I'm in the Uber. So sick. Sonny is like directing her where we're going, right?
Right.
To the hotel. And he's getting it wrong. And I'm just correcting him. And he's like,
how do you know this?
He's like, you're so cool. I was like, I'm not drunk, but I am fucked up.
There's something wrong with me.
Something's wrong with me.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you had somebody with you.
My mom got to Vegas the next morning and comes to my door. And I opened it and I was like, oh, mom, I'm so hungover.
Oh, she's like, come here, baby.
And we laughed about it, but.
Would you rather have to give up alcohol for the rest of your life or caffeine?
Caffeine.
I'd say caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather snort obnoxiously every time you laugh or have a voice like Janice from Friends?
Well, I already snort.
I already snort when I laugh. So I'll take that one.
I definitely don't want
me too.
That voice.
No.
Can you do it?
No, I can't.
Oh, Ross.
It's like whiny or something. Yeah, that was it.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Keep them coming.
An email that we got from Suzanne Young. Questions about protein and creatine. Question one, protein powders. I am a 46-year-old female CrossFitter and am always struggling to get enough protein. Sometimes I just can't eat any more meat, but I'm just fine on carbs. Whey casein powders are just so creamy, which is fine sometimes, but a lot of them I'd like something much lighter, cleaner. Do you know any lighter, crisper protein powders? Then she asked about the FNX Pink Berry collagen protein.
It is good.
It's really good.
It's really good. I saw that question and I was thinking like, yeah, you need to get that.
That was question 1.2. Question 1.3, types of protein. Can you also discuss whey versus collagen versus other proteins? And then question 2 was creatine. I am an evening water. I love water, worker outer. I love to work out then and feel best then too. But it is also after I have been sitting at a desk all day and I'm interested in maybe a little energy boost before working out. However, I would also like to be able to sleep before midnight. Will creatine affect my sleep? Okay.
Take it away.
I've been taking notes. It's like
we never have notes. Just got like 3 pages of notes right now.
All right. So what we're going to, okay. First of all, the question about protein powder, lots of different kinds. The question about like whey or casein being really creamy. Yes, it's going to be like that. It's milk protein. So they are creamier. They're richer. I don't feel like I've ever really found a whey protein that seems light unless you add it to a lot of liquid.
Right.
Right. So then like really water it down. And if you're like Gina, that's a really bad idea.
It's really hard for me.
She doesn't like to drink it anyway. So yeah.
I'll do like 6 ounces of water with like 3 scoops in it.
Yeah.
It's like,
she wants to chew it down. it's like eating pudding that's cold that hasn't set up yet.
It's kind of gross, but you know, it's quick, it's fast. It's
how bad do you want it?
How bad
do you want the gains?
How do you want those gains?
Collagen protein. Okay.
Is yours collagen?
Collagen.
Okay.
So collagen.
But yours has like 20 grams of protein in it, right?
Collagen. One substance our body will struggle to produce as we age. Significant element in structure of your joints, connective tissue, bones, hair, skin, nails. There's a lot of people that think that supplementing collagen is all hocus pocus. And if you're someone like me who is like, caring about my joints, my connective tissue, and mostly my hair, skin, and nails.
Right. Yeah.
I'm up to try anything that could work. So some people, you know, they're not interested because they're like, no, that's bullshit. Other people really enjoy supplementing collagen and they do scoops of it in their coffee, you know, they feel good. And if you're getting results from something that you're doing and it works for you, awesome. So when we were coming out with the FNX resilience line, the collagen protein, I had some things that had to happen. The biggest reason or the main reason why we eat protein is to rebuild muscle tissue and to recover. But that's why we eat it. And to do that, there has to be certain things involved, primarily amino acids, and there has to be certain amounts of things in the food that you're eating. And so I was very particular about, okay, I will do a collagen protein, but you need to have at least 20 grams of protein per serving. I wanted everyone who bought it to get not have to over supplement it per serving, right, to get the numbers where they wanted it, right?
Right, so, because a lot of them are only like 10.
Yeah.
You have to really read your labels, people.
Yes, and so it really comes down to like, what are you using it for? So right, if you're taking collagen because you want it for the properties of just working on your joints, your hair, skin, nails, whatever, and then as far as like aminos and protein that you're eating for like training, you do something different. Whatever works for you. If you're someone who's like, I'm interested in the collagen protein because it kind of works for more than just working on my, you know, hair, skin, nails, whatever. I wanted at least 20 grams of protein per serving, and it had to have at least 3 grams of leucine per serving. So leucine is a branched chain amino acid. It is like almost like the most important amino acid when it comes to your body being able to have what we call a muscle protein synthesis, which is basically, it is the process in which our body can rebuild muscle tissue.
Okay, I'm learning something.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know what leucine is.
So collagen for you, Suzanne, would be, I can speak for my collagen protein, can be a great option for you for wanting something lighter, something that tastes a bit more fresh and, because like our pink berry is like something you would drink in like hanging out in the sun or by the pool.
Yeah.
Or
when I'm out of the refreshing one I have, I'm getting that one because yeah, I love it.
Super refreshing. Yeah. If you're someone who likes the idea of the collagen protein we have, but you actually enjoy things that are chocolatey or creamy, the brownie batter is really good and it's light. It doesn't have like a sort of thick ness to it when you drink it. It's super thin. It tastes really, really great. And it tastes exactly like chocolate milk, like the good kind. If you put it with, I do almond milk, but if you put it with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So now we're just going to get into some different types of protein. We have, hey guys, first of all, from milk, we get whey protein. There's whey and casein. So the milk protein, hi Maggie, get down.
Get down. She's trapped.
Maggie.
She's in your cord. She's in your cord.
Milk protein is made up of 20% whey and 80% casein. Whey protein, it's considered a complete protein, contains all 9 amino acids. It's low in lactose. This is like whey protein concentrate. Low levels of fat and carbs. And what I found is like based on how concentrated it is, it can range anywhere from 30 to 90% of protein in that, like the
scoop?
In your scoop.
Yeah.
Hang on, gotta find my other paper.
It's like you're in speech class.
Okay, then you have like whey isolate. So I wrote some notes for whey isolate versus whey concentrate. Isolate has a higher protein concentration, but concentrate, whey protein concentrate, has helpful compounds found in milk. So the isolate, they actually go through a process where they take out fat and take out the lactose. So what I always recommend to people that are wondering about which protein to use, it's like, well, you would go whey isolate if you maybe don't do lactose, or it, like, or the whey concentrate maybe upsets your stomach. Mm-hmm. You don't do well with like dairy. It's a really great option. And another great option is the Resilience Line collagen protein.
Plug, plug.
It's collagen.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug in. Because there's also whey protein hydrolysate. It's known as a pre-digested form of whey. It's undergone partial hydrolysis, a process necessary for the body to absorb protein. And so it requires less digestion.
That sounds gross.
Fun fact, so it's like you can absorb it faster.
Pre-digested.
So like people that are
baby
like,
baby bird, like
I
want to
digest
it
as fast as possible.
It in your mouth.
But they do say that that type of protein is actually used in a lot of like baby formulas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. There you go.
So whey concentrate.
Maggie. This dog is going nutty.
She's a troll. You're going to see, if you look label to label of isolate versus concentrate, and also depending on like how concentrated it is, it will look like, and will have more protein in the isolate than in the concentrate. But there's a lot of other things and compounds that are included in a concentrate because it has not gone through more of a process to strip it of things like fat and lactose.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Got it. Yep.
I always did whey concentrate.
I don't know what I do.
I mean, I don't anymore, but I did for a long time.
Huh.
And, okay. Whey protein in general, great source of essential amino acids and peptides, glutamine, and it has rapid absorption. So, supplementing protein is a great way to increase the amount of times your body can undergo muscle protein synthesis. It's a mouthful of words. So basically, it's you are giving your body a chance to recover more often, build muscle tissue more often. Another reason why we take like branched chain amino acids at any point in the day. So another supplement that I wrote it down for later, but is BCAAs, and a lot of companies sell BCAAs, and it's you don't have to digest it. It's absorbed super fast. I can speak for myself. I always drank it pre-post workout, and then it was a great option for drinking in between meals.
Well, and some have caffeine in it, right?
Yeah,
and
some there's some that can be like a pre-workout
so
or whatever.
Double check that.
And if you're someone who you don't really want to buy like something that's put together with like a lot of different supplements in it, you can get it by itself and you can sort of make your own concoction based on what you're using it for. Like when you're Maggie, sorry guys, there's a troll in my house.
She's a nut. We have a podcast going on here, Mags. Jeez.
Okay. And here's my spiel about, I didn't even write it on here because I didn't really want to talk about it that much. casein protein. So the thing about casein is a lot, one, people that like to bake and like make like protein treats or whatever, like bake with protein powder. Casein is the one mostly used. To supplement casein, for a lot of people, the draw, that's the right word, is the fact that it is slow absorbing. So it breaks down really slowly. So the idea behind it is like, it's releasing nutrients and aminos into mm-hmm. your system slower. So a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I'm going to drink this before bed because then while I sleep, I'm slowly.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to have it like absorbed. So why would you want to do that?
What, have it go slow?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. First of all, it actually in your stomach, it hardens. It basically like, think of like, this is going to be so gross, like curded cheese. It's like cheese.
Ew.
Okay. But basically it gets stuck in there and then it slowly digests.
Ew.
And there's a lot more into it if you guys really want to look it up yourself. But I did when I was interning a long time ago for nutrition, you kind of talk about how in your intestine it actually gets in there and it slowly is absorbed into your body. But what happens is a lot of, okay, I'm not going to get into it.
Is that like,
I'm going to go down a rabbit hole.
Remember when I took that, and I do not endorse these at all, but it was like a cleanse. And it, remember?
The old rope.
The old rope.
Never found it.
Never got an old rope. They, if you look it up on the internet, actually don't look it up. It's disgusting.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up. It's like, I was told that, which is dumb of me. I should have just like looked into it myself.
We all have an old rope.
Yeah. So like supposedly like stuff stays in your intestines for a while. This is what I was told. And so I was doing this, like, it was like a supplement. So it was like oral, like a pill and you take it. I got it like that natural food. I was going to say restaurant store. And, it basically just makes you shit yourself 24/7 and gives you hemorrhoids. That's basically what it did for me. And supposedly the idea is that once all that stuff comes out, there's this big clog of like, and it literally looks like a, almost like if you swallowed, like somebody cut off a child's braid.
It looks like when you're
made out of like beef jerky.
It looks like when your sink or shower drain is clogged and they come and pull that hair out.
It smells so good.
She never found it.
No, I never got the old rope. I was really, really depressed. So I just basically went away with like a really irritated butthole. And that was it. So don't do it. Not endorsing it.
Anyways.
So sorry. That's what it makes me think of is like the casein protein in there.
If you like casein, okay, that's cool. That's fine. I don't drink it. Why? Because when you eat a meal or you do a shake or whatever, the idea is you want the level of aminos in your system, we need those nutrients and like the leucine or like the amino acids, whatever. It needs to spike in your system. You need to have a rush of those. It's like that's why it's so important that I wanted at least 3 grams of leucine per serving. People need at least like 2.5. Okay. And whey protein in one scoop, like 25 gram scoop, you're getting an average 3 grams. One scoop of casein, average 2.3. Now, if you're only getting 2.3 and it's being released and absorbed into your body and your bloodstream at a very slow rate, your body's not really going to be able to do what it needs to with those things. if we need at least that much leucine to have our body undergo muscle protein synthesis, where we're actually going to start repairing and building and growing or whatever, then you don't want it to have only 2.3 and just like slowly drip in. Like,
it's like being on an IV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think that it depends what your goal is. If you're like, I'm baking and I want to make this protein treat and casein works better. Okay. If you're like, I'm really trying to focus on making changes physically, body composition, training, want to get stronger. We don't want to limit. We want to be very efficient at absorbing nutrients. I'll leave it at that. You know?
Mic drop. Boom.
Boom. Okay. But yeah. Whey protein concentrate. It's great. If you don't do dairy, whey protein isolate.
Or if you're plant-based.
If you're plant-based.
Don't do either.
If you're plant-based, I apologize because I didn't look up pea protein. I didn't look up pea protein, but right. I would assume it's the same as how I feel about collagen. You just got to make sure you're getting what you're after.
Right.
So you want the ingredients to be clean. You want to be able to get wherever you're getting your protein from. Can you receive 2.5 to 3 grams of leucine per serving? If you can. Nice. If you can't,
that's a thumbs up for those of you who are just listening.
Then you just want to start really asking the questions and looking at the labels. Yep. Oh, and then just a side note, protein shakes are not replacement for proper nutrition and training plans, but quality protein supplements can be important to helping change body composition and get the most out of your training. So I always said, you know, like, I always preferred, I'm not so much now, but when I was like training really high volume, I was hungry. And when I'm hungry, it's like I wanted to eat a meal.
Right.
So I always was like, I would go to eating a meal and having like chicken or whatever before doing a protein shake. But a lot of people, especially if you're like, I would say a lot of dudes or and some girls too, like with high metabolism and they're just like trying to get stronger and like put on weight and they can't. You do have to consume more calories.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been an outlier in my sport where I don't necessarily need to consume that many calories in comparison to a lot of the athletes I competed with. I wish I did. I wish I had more calories than I could eat without, you know, gaining weight or bad weight. But when you are having to consume that much, it can be a chore.
Right.
I mean, you don't really like to eat.
Well,
like, you don't, it's a chore for you. That's why also too, like you don't get a protein shake to like really enjoy it. Like
no.
You're trying to, it's serving a purpose.
Right. I'm just trying to get more protein that specifically. Cause that's my problem is that, yeah, I mean, I can eat a lot, but it's not the stuff that I'm supposed to be eating.
Yes.
So if I'm trying to be, you know, change my body, then I need to up my protein and I just can't eat enough protein in itself that's low carb, low fat. So what I do is I supplement with, a couple times I have protein shakes. And when I say shakes, I just don't add anything to it. It's just
six
the protein.
Ounces of water, three fat scoops
of protein.
Stir it
right
and eat it with a spoon
and gag it down. Yeah, so that's really why I do it. I mean, man, if you put like mac and cheese in front of me, I could eat the whole thing.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I love it.
As we age, we need protein even more.
Yeah, especially females.
Yes, and then men are already more sensitive to protein than women are. So when you look at like athletes could be the same age, men usually can eat less protein, quality protein, than women just because they are more sensitive to it and they can be more efficient with it. So as we get older, women, we would eat a little bit more. As we get older, it gets harder for men, so they need more protein. And for women, it gets even harder to rebuild muscle tissue and get stronger.
Tell
and
me
put
about
on
it.
Size, right? So
yeah.
Protein is very important. And anytime I'm either helping someone with their nutrition or helping myself.
Right.
protein is always the first thing that I look at when setting some sort of like guidelines or
right.
numbers or whatever.
I think, and you know, we've talked about this before, and I'm definitely not an expert again, but I, for most people, like I try to get close to like my body weight in grams. Yes. For protein. And there's so many people
that
lean
body, lean body mass.
Yeah. And it's so funny because like so many people will be like, oh no, I eat lots of protein. But it, when they actually add it up, it's like half of what yeah. they should be getting. So you should really look, you know, if you can measure your food or weigh your food or, you know, whatever you need to do, you know, and read, you know, labels and all that kind of stuff and really add it up, you should really be hitting close to your, you know, well,
lean body,
on the
mass.
Lean body mass.
Lean body
yeah.
mass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're someone who you're like, I feel like I eat a lot of protein, but I've never really tracked. Don't change anything. Just track for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it can give you a really good idea of what you've been doing. And that's a really good information for like where to go from there. And the first thing to adjust is making sure you're getting protein. And then obviously just, you know, fat and carbs are your fuel. So fat packs a punch with calories. So if you're someone who's like, I'm really trying to lose weight and you can't, yeah. I always say like, we never realize one, always like start eating at home more. If you eat at home more,
right.
you're definitely guaranteed to eat, get food that has less sodium and less fat in it. Because 1 gram of fat has 9 calories, it is crazy how easy it is to overdo
right.
it.
Yeah.
And just because it's a good fat, it does like fat's fat in a sense of like when we're trying to like make big changes to our body composition or our, you know, weight or whatever. Obviously we should all be focusing on eating quality food and quality meats and quality right. veggies and, you know, all these things. So if we've got the quality down, then you really got to handle the amount. And fat is one that for me, like sneaks up on me, especially sneaks up on me in the form of a peanut butter jar.
Exactly.
In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, it comes into my room and taps me on the shoulder and is like, are you hungry? And right behind it is the jelly. Like, hey, want me to grab a
don't
spoon?
Don't bring
me. Seriously.
Well, I was just talking to somebody about, like, they were talking about wanting to lose weight and they were talking about, you know, I eat lots of veggies and I'm like, well, how do you cook them? And, well, in olive oil. And it's like, I think spray oil is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you use so much less by just getting, you know, a spray oil and it comes in like pretty much any oil now, you know, whether you like olive oil or coconut oil or, you know, canola oil or whatever you're using. I think that really limits, you know, cause I mean, I used to cook veggies in olive oil
yeah.
and you know, you just, you know,
yeah,
in
and
the
if
pan.
It's like the pan starts like, sticking, yeah. you put some more in there.
Right. Exactly. You know, just give it a little now. It's way better. Yeah. A little spray.
And I'm going back to the spray. For a while, I was like, hey, butter? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where are my pants fitting?
Yeah, exactly. And that does happen.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. All right, we're going to talk about creatine. I have notes.
Say, don't look at me. I know
I'm
nothing.
Okay, so I'm not like, here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about creatine monohydrate, because that's what I've taken. And I'm in it, when we bring on an expert, they can really break down all the different things that are happening in the creatine world and things like that. That'll be the time to, like, you know, give you more information really? Than what yeah. I can give you. All right. I'm just going to sort of read my notes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay. Creatine monohydrate, high soluble.
High soluble.
It is high soluble. Improved bioavailability, which makes uptake, it says make uptake into skeletal muscles very efficient. So it is really important to have. It is a huge factor when it comes to creating energy and for your body to create ATP. So I know. Just give me some time.
Okay.
Okay, so creatine, it draws water into the muscle cells, aiding in cellular swelling. And the third of the major mechanisms for muscle growth is muscle damage. There's things that need to happen. One thing, okay, so when I first started taking creatine, I was really nervous about it because a lot of people were like, oh, you're going to gain weight, right? It's like, oh, and okay. When you take creatine, it's like makes you gain weight. Well, the thing about it is it does create a more hydrated cell. So you may notice slight bloating or water retention, or like the number on your scale going up a little bit. But what I was told and what I experienced is that levels out over time. So something I know a lot of people, when I was sort of getting into like using supplements and like training a lot more, and I heard about things like creatine, they always took it in like a cycle. They would supplement it for a while and then they would not use it. Well, when I started using it under the aid of my nutritionist, I used it every day. There was no cycle and my body needed it. And also I got more used to being, I guess my muscles and like cells being that hydrated and the water level increased that it actually becomes, it really does level out.
Okay. I've never taken it.
Yeah. So don't be scared. A hydrated cell, a hydrated person it's a healthier one. And if you care about, if you're maybe like an endurance athlete or you care about the gains or like getting stronger or your training, obviously if you're wondering about creatine, like you train and you care about your results, it is a staple in something. It's a really great supplement. Because it helps your body do what it needs to do in order to get better. Yeah, to perform.
Yeah.
Also, when muscle cells are hydrated, a few things happen. Most notable is an increase in protein synthesis. So when they're hydrated, it's a increase in our body rebuilding tissue.
Recovering. I got to take some creatine.
I haven't been taking it. Well, yeah. One, I'm like, I'm not great at supplementing, you guys.
You forget.
I really do. Yeah. Like I have to, when I have, I have a cupboard with like all of my, like my multivitamin and, you know, magnesium and like all my vitamins and my CBD. And it's really easy for me to like not open the cupboard and like go through it. And so what happens is that when I'm really trying to stick to like taking certain things, I kind of have to have them on the counter, like right behind
to
me.
To remind you.
Oh, actually I moved it. Oh, I did move it. It's right here somewhere. I have like a bottle of CBD, of Pure Spectrum, which is
so that you'll remember.
Yes, is a company that I work with. And when I do take it consistently, mm-hmm. I have had, like people ask me about like, how does it help me sleep? I'm like, well, I don't really sleep that well anyways, so I don't really know. But what I do notice a big difference in is my soreness in my, like my joints when I'm doing a lot of volume, either running a lot or squatting a lot. And I can do more. Moving on. Supplementation with creatine serves to increase creatine stores and phosphocreatine availability in the body, resulting in faster ATP formation, which means more work you can do before fatigue sets in. So it aids in your body being able to create ATP, which, like I said, I'm not going to like really get into this stuff. You guys can like Google it, or we'll have an expert on to talk about it. But that is a very important, this whole process and like our, what happens on with our cells when we are working, we need that. And okay, phosphate bonded form of, it's a bonded form of creatine, is our body's first choice of energy when performing anaerobic activity. So it's going to, you know, go for something like that before it moves to, before our body starts to create ATP using glucose, or did I write that down? Before using things like glucose or fat. So our body tries to create ATP. It's a compound that powers quick muscle contraction. It does so by borrowing phosphocreatine and combining it with ADP. Only when our muscles have used up its storage of phosphocreatine does it start to create ATP from other sources like glucose or fat. So if we're taking it, if we're taking creatine, and we are, one, more hydrated, so that's great, and we're going to be able to undergo muscle protein synthesis more often and faster, but also now we're aiding in like basically the ingredients that you need for your body to do its job to aid in, be able to do more work without hitting fatigue. Be able to, and if you're a performance athlete, or you know, you're just looking at, you know, anaerobic lifting and things like that, but like performance, it's key. And we're, our bodies are doing it anyways, but we can do it better, right? It's like why we take, why are we taking more protein?
Right.
We get little bits of protein in all kinds of food that we eat, but it just, it really just all comes down to, it's not, and creatine, it's not even just for, there's so much research. It's not just for athletes. Like there's a lot of research of like how important it is for like women when we're older. And I think what it comes down to is we just want our keep, you know, our bodies to function at a very, what's the word?
Active?
No, I don't know. I'm so dumb. We want our bodies.
I'm so dumb.
You don't, we're not trying to leave, like save like the really efficient working bodies and like fine tune machines only for
the young,
high performance,
right,
young athletes.
Right.
You know, we all want to be functional and fit and healthy and move and
right,
be able to recover from injuries, or, you know, like we need all these things, which means everyone can benefit from them.
Right.
Not just the person who's like trying to compete at a,
at the CrossFit Games.
I'll say CrossFit Games, but like anything.
No,
like you're a triathlete or...
Well, you're going to the CrossFit Games, right?
No. I can't say no.
I know.
But I'm,
I know.
But I'm not. I mean, I'm going to try.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, because people already are like, they get so upset when I tell them like, I'm not trying to go to the CrossFit Games. They're so heartbroken. And I'm like, do you know what that will do to me physically?
Yeah.
Mentally?
Never, you know? Say never.
If I would have never had to get my spinal, my neck fused,
yeah,
I would still be competing at it, you know, and a lot.
Yeah.
But I did.
You want to keep your head on.
I had to do it. I had to do it, and it was completely out of my control. And then, you know, I worked to come back from that injury, and then left 2018 regionals with two really bad shoulders, and then I'm worked to heal those, yeah, and
baby steps.
And I'm training and I'm going to compete, but I just want to,
let's
know,
just do one thing at a time.
I just want to supplement and be healthy and fit,
right,
forever. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But yeah. Creatine. I hope that helped you guys a little bit. I know there's like words in there that you're like, what the fuck? ATP, ADP, phosphocreatine. Basically, those are all really important, and creatine aids in your body being able to have more of it and do more of it and form ATP faster, more often, which will then in turn help you have more energy.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something.
Did I already read this side? Yes.
I might need some creatine.
All right. And now I just have a few other popular supplements. Some of them I wrote a little thing, but I didn't really want to get into it too much because the question was mostly about protein and creatine. Fish oil. People report, and okay, there, you know, I was trying to like not say too much.
Yeah.
And like give you a little bit of info, but not dive too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, fish oil. There are lots of studies that talk about how amazing it is, and there are studies that say that it really doesn't work. Guess what? If you're like me and has a possibility of working, why not try it? Instead of just like immediately glass half empty that fish oil doesn't work. I have lots of friends that take it. I have taken it. I would take it more if I was good at supplementing. And you know what? You know what this did to me today as I was like going through all this stuff?
Made you feel guilty for not supplementing?
Because instead of, I have all this written up in one of like my journals in like a notebook.
Right.
And I was going to go and just pull it up, try and find my notebook, but I didn't really know where it was. So I went back to like rewriting it all down. That's why there's these messy papers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. It was like, okay, I've supplemented for years. And I've just kind of gotten lazy because I'm not like training high volume.
Right.
And it just was like a really great reminder. So thank you, Suzanne. Really great reminder that I too, even though I'm not trying to go to the CrossFit Games,
right.
need to be supplementing. Yeah. I train a lot and this would help the work you're putting in be that much better. Fish oil. People report improved cardiovascular function, improved lipid profiles, so lower triglycerides, improved brain function and mental acuity, powerful, and it's a powerful anti-inflammatory properties. They say, here's a little note, when you're looking for something and you're looking at labels, you want it to say that they use a small cold water fish like sardines and anchovies. That's important. I'm not going to get into why. You guys can Google it. B vitamins, like a B vitamin complex, helps with increased energy production. Look for a complex that has B2, B12, B6, B1, and avoid any B complex with HCl, with hydrochloride. That means that it's cheap and it's unabsorbable. Hmm. Magnesium helps regulate heart rhythm, muscles to contract, relax properly, and it's necessary to produce ATP.
What is this mysterious ATP you're talking about?
A lot of people take it, and it's supposed to help them sleep better. So with regulating heart rhythm and getting your body to be able to work and also relax.
Okay.
Vitamin D, vitamin C. I was going to make a dick joke.
Oh.
Yeah, vitamin D.
Need some more vitamin D.
Sorry. And then this is something that I've actually never taken, but I have thought about taking it. I've known about it for a long time, but I just never really did my research. And now reading about it, I'm going to. So it's called Coenzyme Q10.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
It's the only antioxidant found within cells and allows mitochondria to produce ATP.
There it is again.
Yeah.
There Wish we knew it. What it was.
ATP. Dude, I'm going to Google it to give you the actual, so you're not,
Eric,
with,
do you know what
you're
it
not
is?
With an acronym.
Oh, okay.
Let me do this.
Have we introduced Eric, our new video guy?
No, do it while I look this up.
You guys, we have a new video guy. His name's Eric. He's awesome.
ATP.
This is his second time filming us. I think he's probably feeling like he wants to quit.
All right. I'm going to try and pronounce these words.
No, I can't wait. You're doing good.
Adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine sine triphosphate, or ATP for short, is the energy currency of life.
Oh.
ATP is a high energy molecule found in every cell.
It's like a tiny ghost.
Its job is to store and supply the cell with needed energy. Energy, energy, energy.
Okay.
So ATP.
I still don't know what it is.
How do you not know what it is?
I don't understand what you just said.
It's a compound that's found in every cell.
Oh, okay.
It's the currency of life.
Oh, okay.
is the energy currency of life.
Okay. So
it's what gives you, it's
so
what
it gives you energy.
It's like battery.
I'm low on ATP.
Man, I am so out of
so
ATP.
So low. So low. Someone, I'm almost out of ATP.
Help me.
I think when you're completely low on ATP, you're dead. So no. I'm pretty close.
No, but I did learn that when your body stops producing cortisol hormone, uh-huh, you're dead.
Really?
Yeah. I learned that when I had my hormones checked.
Oh, I don't want to get them checked then.
They were like,
I
really
could be
worried.
Walking dead right now.
They were really worried about me.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah. Cause I was going through
I
was going through a time where I had lived in a high stress. My body had been under so much stress for too long that my body stopped using it.
Huh.
So when I had my hormones checked, I didn't go in there for that. And I went in and he had checked, like, cause they do blood panel and then pee. So uh-huh, you can like see it in like your blood, but then also kind of see how you're using it throughout the day. Cause okay, we pee out stuff. And
really,
he was like, well, I know you're making it because
you're
not
right
dead.
In front of me.
He said it's the only hormone that we continue to make for like all of our life.
Your body's trying to kill itself.
Just end it. Stop. I can't take
it
anymore.
It's like your hair has been talking to the rest of you.
There's no hope. First step, stop using it.
Stop using it. It's like whispering.
Yeah, it's cortisol.
Ear.
Helps you manage stress.
Yeah.
So if you guys met me in a time
or,
when
you know,
I wasn't able to manage
alcohol.
It. If you met me or talked to me in a time when I was undergoing the inability to manage my stress, I'm sorry.
Right.
I was hurting.
I apologize.
I was, you know, my whole body was fighting against me.
I was in a rough space.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, thanks for the question. You guys, we love
your
emails.
Yeah, cool question. We love getting questions, guys.
Yeah.
Really helps
and,
us out.
Yeah.
We just love our listeners. In fact, it was really funny. Kylie, my daughter, texted Brooke and I today. I thought it was kind of funny.
It is funny.
I always find it, you know what? So we've said it before. We have no idea how many listeners we have. I mean, we're always like surprised, like when we're out and somebody's like, oh my God, I love your podcast. And we're like, oh my gosh, really? Oh, thanks.
Especially when you're guys.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Man,
so there's two guys at our gym that listen to it, which
yeah,
I had
they do.
No idea. They just told me that the other day.
They come into the gym. They're like, so that guy, huh?
Right.
Who was the blonde?
Right. Right.
Wasn't
come
me.
On,
I have red
me.
Hair.
Are you really on drugs? We want to know. But no, so she sent us a picture of, it's just like a post-it and it says, your mom's podcast. And I know she means Brooke too.
nah.
Cracks me up. And so she was cracking. She was at the bank. She goes, from some lady I've never met at the bank. And then both of us go, ha ha ha. And then she goes, she works in the back end. So I've never seen her. So weird. I have no idea who it is. Also, she attached it to a check that won't get paid because the person didn't have funds, which I felt like made it funnier. So yeah, that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, somebody in our hometown.
You're so famous.
Oh my God. I know. Well, you know
so
what Ruby
famous.
Said? It's
what?
Because of you. So you know what's so funny? You were doing TikToks. You like just posted your TikTok,
yes,
which was really good. I want to try it.
Let's,
well, you know what?
I'll teach it to you.
You know what made me laugh? Is thinking of you by yourself.
Dude.
In your kitchen. That's what made me laugh about it. You by yourself in your kitchen,
dude,
like redoing it over and over and over
like,
again.
For a while.
How many
like,
takes did
I
that
would just
take?
Open it. That one probably took like four takes.
Oh, okay. It was good.
I would like open like just TikTok and like watch this dance. Like, and there's certain people, there's this one funny guy on there where it's not even to music and he's just speaking it.
Oh, that's funny.
Like
yeah,
his own words for it too. I should show you it. I have it
yeah,
right
show
here.
It to me.
And all I did was watch him over and over and over again, try and learn it.
Well, you find it while I'm telling you the story. So Ruby was my youngest daughter. She was on the phone with her friend. They were like FaceTiming and it's a friend from school. And I can hear her in the background say something like, wait, is that your mom? And Ruby's like, yeah. She goes, oh my God, did you tell her that everyone's asking if you're Gina Chancharulo's daughter on TikTok? which I thought was so funny. And Ruby's like, no, like super irritated by it. And I was like, I don't even have a TikTok. She's like, yeah, but you've been on Brooks before. And I was like, oh.
Beautifly, Disney Channel 1, Angel Wings, stop. Renegade, you were gay, you were gay. Swing twice, hit thrust, over to skull. You want it, just kidding. Swing, whoo. hip thrust, you suck, hip.
You suck. hip thrust, you suck.
This thing.
That's like every sexual encounter I've had. hip thrust, you suck.
hip thrust, you suck. Hip thrust. You suck, but the hip thrust again. Oh, it's like, God. I mean, while I'm here. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh man.
All right. Hey guys, but anyway, thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
I learned something today. Thank you, Brooke.
I was reminded of things that are very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Send some questions and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. And don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating, five-star warning.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.